702 SMS Early Breakfast on 31702.
So this morning we're speaking to Natalie Matt, who's a registered dietitian, and what we're talking about is something very important. That is, of course, health and fitness, as well as diet during pregnancy. Good morning to you, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. I saw you there. You were enjoying a little bit of the snippet that you got of some of the conversation that we have.
Absolutely. Very entertaining.
But getting back to a very important issue is, of course, health, fitness during pregnancy. So many moons ago, I worked for Jay Naidoo, who's very much involved in nutrition, very passionate about it. And I learned about the 1,000 days, the first 1,000 days, and why it is important. And that is why, to this day, I'm very sort of stressed that my 2-year-old going on to 3 is not a great eater. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But more specifically for mum, it's very important that she gets a good diet in those first 1,000 days, as they would say.
Absolutely. So the health of the mom during those first 1,000 days, which starts before you give birth, has an important impact both on mom as well as baby's health outcomes. So we want to make sure that during that really special time when we're pregnant, we're also focusing on optimal birth outcomes. And part of this is eating enough of the right food, not too much as well, and then making sure that you do move. I know there's a lot of myths. When you exercise, you have to take it easy and you can't. When you're pregnant, you have to take it easy and you can't exercise. And really what happened was Warda, who is a fitness blogger, approached me because during her pregnancy, she got a lot of questions and a lot of people were saying, you know, how do I have a healthy pregnancy? And she's a responsible journalist. She wanted to make sure she answered this properly. And so with her experience, as well as my help as a registered dietitian, she and I wrote this guide to really help set straight some of the record around healthy eating during pregnancy and healthy exercise during pregnancy. We shouldn't stop moving and we shouldn't stop focusing on choosing healthy foods to make sure that we are building the healthiest baby possible.
That's very important, and I think that's the issue, is that My wife and I just come out of, we have two little boys. One is 3, one just turned 1. I mean, one is about to turn 3, one just turned 1.
Wow.
Right? So, yeah, I know. and I mean, that's what the obstetrician always says, you know, stay active, eat well. And then I think we have an idea. I know it's very confusing now because then you should stick to just proteins. Then you need to carb up. Then you need the veggies only. Mm. But I think the average person has an idea of what is a healthy or reasonably healthy diet. But when it comes to pregnancy, obviously there's the supplements that you need to take.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the other issue that's confusing for people is what is okay and what is not okay in terms of exercise, because surely we don't mean that you have to be competing at Olympic level.
Absolutely
while you're pregnant
not.
But simultaneously you shouldn't be getting bed rest from day one, from the day that you find out that you're pregnant, right?
Exactly. And what's really important and what Warda says all the time is chat to your health professional. At the end of the day, it's important that you get the go-ahead for your health condition. So we've written the guide for currently healthy women, but we still want them to get the go-ahead from their GP, because there are certain conditions where you actually don't want to be doing intensive exercise. That said, all the exercises in the guide are safe for pregnant women. So it's not like this is for CrossFitters. These are for everyday women who want to make sure.
That would be a mean feat, though.
There is one in Cape Town. This lady who runs a CrossFit studio, and she did CrossFit up until the day that she gave birth. But most of us are not CrossFit warriors. And so this is aimed at a really realistic level. It's got South African foods. It's got typical easy exercises. We do use some gym equipment, but this is stuff you can even do at home. And so the idea was really to put something together that is based in science, that answers a lot of your questions, like, you know, can I eat raw fish, or can I eat certain foods that we want to avoid during pregnancy because they pose a risk to baby and mom? But also it's just straightforward, no nonsense, so that you know what to do and what not to do.
So what we're talking about is the FabiFit Pregnancy Workout and Nutrition Guide, which you launched in March, I see.
Yes.
Which is awesome. And how does one access this? Is it Is it a book that I have to go buy? Can I download it from somewhere?
It's an online book that we've put on WADA's website. So that's fabufit.co.za, and there's a shop button. And at the moment, we're actually having a flash sale. So it's a third of its usual price, which is awesome. And people can access it there. You basically buy it and download it. You can print it out if you want to. But in order to, like, we really spearheaded this while WADA was already pregnant. So we went as quickly as we could. And it's available currently as an e-guide.
No, that's awesome. And I'm looking at what's the current, you're saying that you have a flash sale?
Or is yes, so well, just a super, and to celebrate the birth of Wada's son, it's part of the reason she's not here today.
Is, oh, okay. Congrats to her.
He's a beautiful little boy. But to celebrate, we have just dropped for the next 48 hours, actually until Thursday at noon, we've got a sale on to celebrate his birth.
Do you mind carrying the? Do you mind giving us the price?
Certainly, it's 99 rand at the moment.
Guys, it's a bargain because the normal price is 4.99, right? So,
yeah, it's actually dropped it down to 3.99.
3.99
is the usual price, but absolutely at the moment, go for the flash
get
sale.
Get it now! get it now! Before it goes back. But look, this is really awesome. I really think that this is. A wonderful initiative, and I think that people really need to check it out. So it's www.fabufit.co.za, and it's something that we tend to neglect. It's something that we don't necessarily talk about. And let's be honest, you go to your obstetrician, you go to your gynae, I know I'm sounding, my voice is a bit too deep to be saying that, isn't it? But you go to them and they tell you, look, stay active, eat well, and they don't necessarily, I mean, they tell you sort of what to stay away from, maybe what's not a good idea to have during pregnancy, and you know, why food poisoning would be an issue. But I don't think we go to the detail of understanding what it is that we should be having. So can you give us a couple of examples of and you mentioned that it's South African specific, which is really important.
Yes.
Because I don't know what's happening in the world of food anymore.
Yes. So in terms of, for example, you mentioned, do we eat carbs? Don't we eat carbs?
Yeah.
In South Africa, we are really carb phobic. And if there is one time that I want to keep a woman out of ketosis or fat burning, it is while she is pregnant. And the reason for this is that while mom's brain is very good at using ketones or fat burning byproducts as an energy source, our growing baby's brain is not. And so for optimal fetal brain development, we want to focus on getting at least 130 up to 175 grams of carbohydrates a day. Now, people eat real food. So what I've done is I've turned that into real food inside the guidelines for them. And I have put a range in because there are some women who gain weight very quickly if they're eating a lot of carbs. But even at that amount, it's not a huge amount. And that is the amount of carbohydrates that is recommended for a pregnant woman. What's also really important is that we avoid some of the really unpleasant side effects of all those pregnancy hormones, like constipation, and getting in the right kind of carbs. So not sugar. We're talking about lentils. We're talking about whole wheat breads, your high fiber cereals. Those are going to help reduce those really unpleasant side effects and keep mom feeling good as well.
That's very important. And of course, let's go to the exercise bits, right? So, I mean, just by way of practical examples that come out of the actual guide. I mean, is the advice do a 10-kilometer jog every day or?
Not at all.
Or,
so,
yeah.
In terms of, I mean, obviously I'm speaking for WADA. I hope she's happy with what I say. But the guides are based around strength movements, and a lot of them are things that will help support your body during birth. I know WADA says you wouldn't do a marathon without training, and that's really what pregnancy and the birth process is, and it's part of keeping your body ready for that. And so there's lots of squats because that helps support the area. There's strength training, and there are light weights, but this is really about where you are. So there are guidelines in terms of how much to do, as well as different, for each trimester, there are different exercises that you can do that are appropriate at that stage and that help to support your body and also reduce things like the water retention that people experience, cramps, lower back pain, that type of thing. So it's really designed to help reduce some of those side effects of pregnancy as well.
So I'm just looking quickly at the SMS line, and if someone wants to call in very quickly, 011-883-0702 with a comment or a question, please do so now. Now, because we literally have a couple of minutes left in this conversation. But someone says, Adele Blank, I don't know who Adele Blank is, conducted modern jazz limbering while heavily expecting her third baby, I presume. And this is from Mongezi. So I don't know what jazz limbering is, but it sounds like it's something that's interesting.
It's about your level of physical activity. Yeah. So if you do absolutely nothing, this pregnancy is not a time to become an Olympic athlete. It's a time to gently stay active, walking, for example, swimming, and some of the exercises that are in our guide for strength training. But you want to maintain comfortably the physical activity that you are used to. Like we mentioned, that CrossFitter, that's what she's used to. And so you want to maintain physical activity at a reasonable amount. And we're aiming for about 30 minutes a day.
Okay.
But if you have an exercise or a sport that you really enjoy, keep at it. And as long as you're not winded by your exercise, as long as you can still maintain a conversation, you're exercising at a safe level.
That's a very good point. And I think that also the other important issue that you've highlighted is that it is important to have some level of physical activity, because guess what? The pregnancy and the process of birth takes a major toll on your body. And you don't want to be that person that finds themselves with all kinds of health complications because they've not been looking after themselves.
Absolutely.
Apart from that, as you said, that there's all kinds of myths. I mean, the one thing that I know our obstetrician made my wife aware of is that the idea of eating for two is a myth.
You're eating for one adult and one tiny human. And weight gain in between pregnancies is one of the major reasons that two-thirds of South African women are overweight or obese. We really need to watch the total amount of weight that we gain between pregnancies. And if this is your second or third child, don't add excessive amounts on top of that.
Because exactly, that's where you end up with all kinds of, horrible health problems into the future.
Exactly.
We'll leave it at that. I'm just going to repeat the details one more time. And please, 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 ladies and gents listening to the show right now, Natalie Metz and Warda Hartley's guide called FebuFit is available right now on febufit.co.za, right? You're a registered dietitian. Warda herself, I mean, and I know we see Warda regularly on the news. We know who she is, and she has this fitness blog. She knows what she's talking about. Go to the website, get the guide. And now they're running a special for you guys. So do take the opportunity. Natalie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I have to say cheers, though.